And let's follow up on a significant development in Iraq. It's in Anbar province in the western part of the country where there's been a surprising development. Iraqi tribes have teamed up with the U.S. military. They've teamed up with the U.S. to fight al-Qaeda. That development is being followed closely in neighboring Syria and Jordan, where millions of Iraqis now live. They fled there to escape the violence. Jordan is also a refuge for some of Anbar province's tribal chiefs, who approved the turn against al-Qaeda from exile. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the Jordanian capital, Amman.
With so many Iraqis in Jordan now, some restaurants serve only Iraqi cuisine. This one, Adamiya, is named for a Baghdad neighborhood. Talk of home is served up with the meaty kebabs and Iraqi-style bread. Hashim al-Rakan from northern Iraq says he is exhausted by the violence he saw up close in Iraq.
We are fed up with the news, and it's only about crime and killing.
Rakan says he mostly watches cartoons instead.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. But there is one bright spot back home, he says, Anbar province. Rakan follows every detail of the war between the Sunni tribes and al-Qaeda. I'm with the tribes on that, he says.
And I know from the Anbar people who say when things calm down, they would return. But still, there needs to be more security.
The fight has been raging for months with the backing of the U.S. military. Why it started is less clear.
Al-Qaeda went too far, so Al-Qaeda lost the support of the Sunnis.
It is a blood feud, says Salah Mutlak, a Sunni member of Iraq's parliament.
They targeted some of the very popular people among al-Anbar. They even targeted some of the resistance there. And also they wanted to impose some of their religious thoughts on the others. And people started to be against them.
Others say the breach was over tribal customs. It was very personal. Al-Qaeda members insisted tribal allies hand over their daughters and sisters in marriage. But it's a tribal taboo to marry outsiders.
Hello.
Sheikh Majid Abdul Razak Suleiman, one of the leaders of the Dulaim tribe in Anbar, says he turned against al-Qaeda because of the unrelenting violence.
Because Islam is a religion of love, of forgiveness, and it's not about decapitating heads and blood.
Sheikh Majid is a prince of the Dulaim Confederation, a hereditary title which makes him one of the leaders of the largest tribal organizations in Anbar. He carries out his responsibilities now with a cell phone, in constant contact with Anbar province from his villa in the Jordanian capital. Sheikh Majid fled Iraq in 2005, he says, after al-Qaeda tried to kill him.
They sent me a guy who was wearing an explosive belt, and he asked, "Who is Sheikh Majid?" But with God's help, it did not explode.
Sheikh Majid approved the tribal war with al-Qaeda and the new alliance with the U.S. military. But his views reflect the central dilemma in the U.S. strategy. The sheikh says he does not support the U.S. occupation or the Iraqi government in Baghdad. He just hates al-Qaeda more. He makes it clear his alliance with the Americans is a temporary thing. An alliance of convenience, anyway, he says. The Americans will eventually go home. His long-term project, to defeat the Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad, which he believes serves Iran's interests. Sheikh Majid is convinced when the Americans leave, Iran will step in.
The Iranian occupation will not leave. The Iranian politics should be eliminated because it's like a cancer in the region.
Without a political deal in Baghdad, the conflict between the Sunnis and the Shiites will only intensify. And Sheikh Majid and the Dulaim tribe will turn on a government they believe threatens Sunni interests, which means loyalties can change quickly, says Muin Rabbani, a political analyst in Amman.
We need to understand the highly fluid nature of these alliances, rather than saying, oh, the Dulaimi are fighting al-Qaeda, we finally managed to sow irreparable divisions within the Sunni insurgency.
The Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad is worried and is raising questions about the U.S. alliance with the Sunni tribes, asking why the U.S. military is arming another militia. The Iraqi government is certain if al-Qaeda is defeated, it will be the next target. Deborah Amos, NPR News.